AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Mother Nature has been relentless. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us about the severe weather across the country.
In the South, the same storms that hit California last week are now causing havoc in places like Alabama. There are tornadoes. Dale Brown saw rooftops flying in Montgomery.
Well, I looked out and saw that there was roofing in our backyard. There was roofing beside our house. There was roofing in front of our house. All over. Messes everywhere.
Meanwhile, in California, after a one-day break, the Golden State, especially the San Francisco Bay Area, is being hit again by rain. There is renewed concern about mudslides and rivers overflowing.
A whole lot of unanswered questions about classified documents found at two separate Biden locations. Many want to know why it took so long to disclose the info to the public. Special Counsel Robert Hur has been appointed to investigate, and our Adriana Diaz tells us
House Republicans announced another investigation into the found documents.
We'll issue subpoenas if they don't respond.
Kentucky's James Comer spoke to CBS's Catherine Herridge.
You have to treat Joe Biden the same way that Donald Trump was treated.
The documents were recovered from the Penn Biden Center, where he used to have an office, and from his Delaware home. Some of them are marked top secret. A federal judge won't dismiss a sexual assault lawsuit against the former president. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Donald Trump had tried to get Jean Carroll's allegations of sexual assault against him thrown out on procedural grounds. But the New York judge has said, no, Jean Carroll can bring this defamation act.
Trump says that allowing the suit to proceed violates his constitutional rights. The Treasury Secretary says Congress must act fast to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debts. CBS's Sarah Ewell Weiss.
In a letter to congressional leaders, Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. is expected to hit the debt limit January 19th. The Treasury Department will start using so-called extraordinary measures to keep paying the bills, but Yellen is calling on Congress to act, writing the cash and measures could run out as early as June.
A psychedelic drug could help military vets who suffer from PTSD. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook tells us the company is going to
ask the FDA to approve MDMA as a prescription medication in combination with therapy.
You're talking about ecstasy, a recreational drug.
It's being administered in a very particular manner by people that are quite well trained. We are not suggesting that anyone try this on their own at home in their living room.
The NFL postseason starts today with the wild card rounds. Two games today, three more tomorrow. The divisional playoffs begin in exactly 1 week. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 25. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs level off around 35. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming Ducks Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, Brian Bell of Cedar Lake Sales previews new boats coming to the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park starting January 20th. Dave Evenson talks about a new collection of outdoor stories by Gordon McQuarrie. And Brad Gingras looks at the Wisconsin High School ice fishing tournament season. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And we have been announcing this, and Mike Hupe says he has not paid out the reward yet. He is offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case in the Milwaukee area. So if you've got such a tip, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me this time from Ponca City, Oklahoma, Mr. Hardwater Jeff Kilman, the land of soft water this time of year, I'll bet.
Yeah, not a lot of hard water around here, although it did get cold for about a 10-day stretch down here, and there's a pond on the property that we stay on. The owner and president of the Federation, he's got a small pond here, and it did freeze over, he said. Now nobody down here even considers walking across any of the ice, you know, but I've had it for as cold as it got, and it got into the, you know, negative numbers that you probably could have got away with it for a short period of time.
Well, you might have raised a few eyebrows if you had shuffled out there and drilled a hole.
We've considered it in years past, you know, when they got some colder weather. This is my sixth time down here, so doing these work weekends, or work weeks, rather, and yeah, you know, maybe one of these times it'll work out, but I don't mind seeing the open water, Dan. I'm not going to complain at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, what are you doing down there? We've talked about this just about every year. You are getting ready for a season of tournaments, right?
Yeah, you know, it's we come down to the headquarters and we do a number of different things. One of those is putting together the trailer, fixing the variety of items that we've got on the trailer that may see some abuse during the tournament season. You know, through the Federation office, we run over 170 or 180 events plus each year, and so, you know, equipment sees quite a bit of work and use, and so that's starting to get touched up or restocked with items for giveaways or just fish care items, things like that. And then this time around, we actually assisted with some of the registration process for the National Walleye Tour, which we took over and running this year. They opened registration here earlier this week, and we helped with that process as well, which was a big help for the office. It's not a lot of hands here, but they do a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And then you'll be back home next week, right?
Yep, I'll be back home next week. We'll keep the trailer down here at least for a little while longer. You know, some liquid on the trailer that we use for certain things. We'll keep it down here in the land of at least a little warmer temperatures, and I'll get in some ice fishing next week when we get back, and we can report about maybe an open water trip down here too.
No, all right. Well, we look forward to that for sure. Well, I spent several days again this week working with Dave Roll on that new video that we're doing for the Wisconsin chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. They're celebrating their 45th anniversary this year, and the National Federation is celebrating its 50th anniversary. We're going to debut it at the state convention in Warrens on February 3rd, and we spent one night. Dave set up a set, I guess, is, you know, he said, I need a different name for the credit I'll get on this particular show. And I said, well, you could call yourself set designer, because he took his gas fireplace, a mounted turkey in a gobbling position, and put me in a nice, soft, comfortable chair. So you could just see the fire flickering over my shoulder, and the turkey looks like he's whispering or gobbling in my ear. We spent 5 hours one night starting at 9 o'clock, and you can do the math, and you know when we finished.
Wow.
Yeah, we needed to do it in the dark. The big tall windows he has there face south, and so we would have totally lost the look of that set had we had to wait till the next morning. And I suppose I could have stayed another day and done it the next night, but we were both fried when we were done with that. 2 o'clock in the morning is not my idea of the time to end your workday, you know?
You're not super productive at 2 a.m., Dan? I don't
understand. Not anymore. I pulled a few all-nighters back in college, but that's so long ago, we won't talk about that. So anyway, we got that all shot. Dave is editing it, and I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product.
That's awesome.
Well, we have several 4-packs of tickets to the Milwaukee Boat Show to give away this week. Once again, the show starts on January 20th. We'll hear more about it in just a couple minutes. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email me at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number. And if you call in, leave your email address, and we'll let you know how to get those tickets if you're a winner. Coming up, Brian Bell, president of Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend, previews new boats coming to the Milwaukee Boat Show. Dave Evenson talks about the new collection of old duck hunter stories by legendary outdoor writer Gordon McQuarrie. And Ashland High School head coach Brad Gingras looks ahead to the Wisconsin high school ice fishing season. I think you'll get a kick out of that one, Jeff. We've got, as you know, we've got competitive ice fishing in high schools in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We'll let you go, and we'll catch up with you next week again.
Sounds great, Dan. Thank you.
You bet. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Sun, 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 fun, fun, fun. Sun, 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 every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, luxury pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. We have the boats. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com, January 20 through 29, State Fair Park.
Clam Outdoors has what ice anglers need for ice fishing this winter. From portable fish traps and pop-up hub shelters to ice armor by Clam Outerwear and cold weather gear to stay warm on those cold winter days. Along with a wide array of accessories, Clam Pro Tackle, Frost Ice Line, rods, reels, and combos, and so much more. Whether you're a hardcore or casual ice angler, Clam has what you need for ice fishing. Check out the full line of ice fishing gear at clamoutdoors.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Boat Show is coming to the Wisconsin Exposition Center at State Fair Park. Boy, it's coming up real soon, starting January 20th. Tickets and information are available at MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. And joining us now to tell us about some of the new boats coming to the boat show is Cedar Lake Sales President Brian Bell. His website is cedarlakesales.com. Well, Brian, thanks for joining us. I bet you're all geared up for the boat show or getting there, right?
Yeah. You're welcome. Glad to be here, Dan, talking with you about the boat show. We're very excited about it. It's coming up soon, and we're doing a lot of prep work to put on a good show for everybody.
Now, you've been at this show as long as I can remember. I've been dealing with you folks for many years, and you provide the Crestliner boat that I get each year, as a member of your pro staff. This must be about 30 years you've been at the show?
Yeah, I believe so, Dan. I believe you're exactly right. We're at 30 years this year, I think.
Okay.
So we've been there quite a long time.
So what are you bringing to the boat show this year?
Well, I believe we're exactly at 40 boats. We have Crestliner boats, aluminum fishing boats, and fish and cruise style boats. We have Bentley pontoon boats. We have Yarcraft fiberglass walleye multi-species boats. And we have Camus multi-species boats and also bass boats.
Okay. So quite an array. And you are going to be in your regular location there at the show?
Correct. We're in our regular location. So if you enter from the main entrance on the west side of the building, if you walk in and step to your right just a little bit, you're going to run right into us.
There you are. Yeah. If I'm in the market for a boat, can I buy one right there on the floor?
Absolutely. We have our sales staff that are here every day, and we are going to have pro staff and other helpers and anybody there to answer your questions about any kind of boat you're looking for, and we can help guide you into whatever your dream is. What, you close your eyes and picture your day on the water, and if you can help us describe that, we can help you find a boat that's going to fit your needs and your budget. If you're ready to go, we can sell you a boat right at the boat show.
I would imagine you have some special deals at the show.
Yes, we do. For instance, if you purchase a Crestliner at the boat show, you will get a free upgrade on a Hummingbird depth finder. If you purchase a pontoon boat, you'll get a free Paradise pad. Those are just a couple examples in addition to special boat show pricing. We're working on that right now to make sure we get some really good deals for you. In addition to that, by the way, Crestliner has some fantastic rebates that are instant rebates. We can take that right off of your invoice. There's rebates all the way up to $3,000, if I remember right.
For a few years, or maybe just a couple years, it was a little difficult to get a boat. Has that problem been solved now?
I wouldn't say it's solved 100%. There's still some challenges out there, but things are improving greatly. We've got inventory in stock and coming, and we have production available from our manufacturers. So if you want to order a boat, we're pretty much going to be able to get you any boat model, color, style, horsepower that you're looking for.
COVID shut down some aspects of the supply chain for a lot of industries, but Henry was telling me last week, Henry Boucher, who is the producer of the show, he said that the engineers at these boat companies were still working, even though they may not have been delivering boats. So are there innovations that we can look forward to this year?
Yes. Crestliner, on the Crestliner side of things, your new boat that you're going to get, the 1750 Fishhawk, you're going to go from their older tried and true hull to their new APX hull. So you're going to experience something totally new and different, and something that nobody in the aluminum boat industry has. That's really exciting news.
So what is involved in that new hull?
APX hull has something unique at the very bottom of the boat. Basically, it has a better hydrodynamic hull concept that allows better water flow to the propeller. There's two flat sides on either side of the keel of the boat, near the rear of the boat. And that also provides some additional edges that aluminum boats don't have, so the cornering is absolutely phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
With the Crestliner boats with APX hull, the time to plane is also greatly improved with that hull.
Now, I've had the 1750 Fishhawk for years now, and I've always enjoyed it, but I always look forward to whatever new tweaks there might be. So faster pickup and better corners, I'm all for it.
It's a really, really fun, stable, secure boat to drive. Really innovative.
Well, good. Now, pontoons have changed a lot in recent years as well, haven't they?
Yeah, correct. The old automotive term comes to mind, right? This is not your father's pontoon boat.
Yep.
The seating arrangements, there are so many seating arrangements available on pontoons, in addition to tritoons, so you can have one boat that does it all. You can cruise around and have a beautiful, you know, evening cruise, enjoying whatever beverage you would like. If you want an afternoon of tubing and water sports, they can do that with, you know, higher horsepower. There's some pontoons that you can, you know, get up to 350, 400 horsepower on there, or even some have twin engines available on the back.
Not everybody who goes to a boat show looking for a boat is going to buy one right there. You have people kind of spend a few days looking at boats, a few hours maybe, one trip. Maybe they come back the second weekend, and then you see them later in January or in February. Does that happen where they come back and buy a boat after they've seen several?
That's the beauty of the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park. The boat show starts, as you mentioned, Friday, January 20th. It goes that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The show is closed on Monday and Tuesday, and then we're back open the following Wednesday through Sunday as well. There is plenty of opportunity for customers to come there and explore their wants and needs. There's usually some advantage to buy during the boat show, as far as incentives and that sort of things, as I mentioned before, like a free Hummingbird upgrade. But, you know, at the end of the day, if somebody needs a little bit more time to think and come back here to our store in February, well, we're going to have all those boats on display. And, in fact, we're currently in the middle of building a brand new showroom. We're adding on about another 10,000 square feet. When we're all done, we're not too sure, but we should be able to have somewhere around 70 boats on display here.
Wow. Well, Brian, I hope you have a great boat show, and I hope folks come down and check out your line of boats, your pontoons, your fishing boats, and your fun fish and ski type boats. I'm sure folks will enjoy just looking at all the boats there at the show, whether they're in the market for one or not. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, come on down to the boat show, and if you're in the market, stop by, talk to us. My team will help you pick out the right boat to fit your wants and needs and your budget. And if not, and you just like boating and you want to come down and check out what's new, we're here for you as well. It'll be a good time.
All right. Brian Bell, the president of Cedar Lake Sales. You can meet him and his crew at the Milwaukee Boat Show starting January 20th, running through the 29th with 2 days off there, as we mentioned. The website for the boat show is milwaukeeboatshow.com. Cedar Lake Sales website is cedarlakesales.com. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're giving away some 4 packs of tickets. We'll tell you how you can get in on that drawing later in the show. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. If you've ever come across a box of old outdoor magazines from way back in the 1940s and 50s, maybe at a garage sale or in your grandfather's attic or someplace like that, chances are you've seen a story or two by Gordon McQuarrie. And maybe you've read some of his stories in books that were published 30 years ago now, and most of them, I think, are out of print. He was the outdoors editor of the Milwaukee Journal from 1936 to 1956, and he also wrote for all the popular outdoor magazines of the time, like Field & Stream and Outdoor Life, Sports Afield, and some others. Dave Evenson is the editor of 2 collections of McQuarrie's newspaper columns from the Journal, Right Off the Reel and Dogs, Drink, and Other Drivel. Just last fall, he published the latest collection of McQuarrie stories, Found Stories of the Old Duck Hunters and Other McQuarrie Adventures. And he joins us now from his home in northern Wisconsin, right up there in McQuarrie country. Well, Dave, welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thank you.
Your title for this volume, Found Stories of the Old Duck Hunters, where did these stories turn up?
In my mind, they were always the lost stories of the old duck hunters. I sat in a blind with Keith Crowley a few years ago, and he said, those stories aren't lost, I found them. And he did. He found a lot of them. Of course, Keith put out the biography of Gordon McQuarrie in 2003.
Right.
So 20 years ago, he found stories that did not make the Zach Taylor trilogy or any of the books that Zach Taylor had done, as you say now, 30 years ago. Many of them are out of the lesser magazines of the time, not the big three that you just mentioned, National Sportsman, and there was Outdoors and Outdoorsman, and I suppose that the collectors that passed them on to Zach Taylor perhaps didn't subscribe to everything, and they're just as good as McQuarrie is, and he's very good, as you know. He's an excellent writer.
Absolutely. You've got the book organized in, I guess it's 2 categories. Part one is the old duck hunter stories. And tell us about those stories. Why are they the old duck hunter stories?
Well, Keith and I both would agree that if Mr. President is there, if Al Peck, well, either Mr. President, I guess, but Al Peck being the first Mr. President,
then it's an old duck hunter story. He was such a character. And, of course, Harry Knorr, the second Mr. President, was a character equal to the first. That's when it becomes an old duck hunter story. And the rest of the book is full of Macquarie adventures with other people. If you've read the first Macquarie books, you'll know some of the characters. Well, many of them are characters we met through the Milwaukee Journal, because obviously he was filling a column weekly, for sure, and often three and four times a week he'd have another column and he'd pull out another yarn of one of these characters. And some of them have their full-fledged magazine article as well.
The two presidents of the Old Duck Hunters, Al Peck was Macquarie's first father-in-law, and then Harry Knorr was...
Harry Knorr was a conservation congressman. That's how they got to know each other, I think, the most. But he also was, he's a really interesting character in his own right. He was a postmaster in Mineral Point, but his real job was hunting and fishing and telling lies, I guess, just like Macquarie.
What drew you to Macquarie's stories in the first place?
I blame everything in this addiction I have to Keith.
Okay.
I met him the first time. He was doing a book tour in 2003. Came to Crux Meadows, which is Ham, and it was part of my territory at the time. I had never heard of Macquarie before 2003. Keith made the presentation. I took out a book or two and, you know, went to the library and got a book or two and, hey, there's something here. That was about the time I retired. I really didn't get started on collecting anything until 2013. Computers were good enough, and there was enough stuff out there to start collecting those Milwaukee Journal articles that I did.
And those were archived in the Journal Sentinel files somewhere, right?
Yes, and they were, and now they've been taken down. There was, at the time, Google was on a mission to put every written word in the world, make it available, and some people in various places said, no, that's not quite right. We have copyrights and all that sort of thing. So they took them down. Now you can still get them, and I spent a lot of time looking at microfilm. That's how I did that.
Now, I think a lot of people like you stumbled on Macquarie through a friend or by picking up a magazine. In my case, I was writing for Tom Petrie's Wisconsin Sportsman magazine back in the 1970s, and he published the first of those books, stories that were gathered by Zach Taylor, and the title was Stories of the Old Duck Hunters and Other Drivel. And the title itself turned me off, and I thought, I don't want to read drivel. So I paid no attention to those books until one day I must have picked one up, and I saw that Macquarie was writing about Northwest Wisconsin, and that's where I lived, and that was, like you, that was my stomping ground. I was traveling around that part of the state. I was field editor for the magazine, and then I ran into Zach Taylor at a writer's conference, and he asked me if the cabin was still in existence, and I said, I don't know, and he sent me a copy of that story, Stand the Logs on End, which is in your new book. And I went on a sleuthing tour, and I met Stan and Gretchen Barnes, who were realtors at the time, in the town of Barnes. And obviously there's a name connection there. They gave me a tour of the cabin, and that's how I got interested in Macquarie. And now you and others hold an annual Macquarie pilgrimage in that area, don't you?
Yes, and thank you. Because you were part of the story, too, that 1984. Anyway, yes, the Barnes Area Historical Association has a little museum up there. It has a couple of claims to fame, and certainly one of them is right in the bailiwick that Gordon Macquarie built his cabin, and many of his stories are focused right there. I think we're on our sixth pilgrimage, is what we call it. It's the weekend before Labor Day, and pilgrims come from, farthest, I think, is from Oklahoma, but we have from Illinois, and obviously many from Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan. No internationals yet. We have one guy in Ontario that wanted to come, but COVID kept him out. That's the highlight of the year for the Macquarie part at the Barnes Area Historical Association Museum. And, of course, these books are published through them. They actually hold the copyrights and they collect the royalties, so that's a good thing to keep that Macquarie Museum going.
And you are donating all the proceeds from the books because, as you say, they own the copyright. And you mentioned the the little museum. There is a Gordon McQuarrie room. There's a duck skiff in there, his typewriter, duck decoys, fishing tackle that he owned. Pilgrimage is the right word, because people who are fans of McQuarrie, or fans of those days that are really before our time, when you and I were just getting into hunting and fishing,
yeah.
I'm sure you have old relatives who are no longer around, as I do, who could have been McQuarrie's companions. They used the same kind of tackle. They rowed wooden boats. They were bait casters, and they kept every fish they caught that was legal size and had a grand old time back in those days. Now, why should we read McQuarrie today?
He is such a student of people. That's one of the main things. People are more interesting than fish. He really enjoyed people and enjoyed characterizing them, and was so good at it. You would recognize, or you would recognize, boy, that just sounds like my Uncle Pete. You know, that would be him. Or, you know, if they characterize it so well. And the second thing is that he had such a love. He was so good at characterizing feelings and emotions that come with paying attention. And, you know, many times he'll have just a little blurb in his story, and Al Peck says, it's beautiful. And you know that. It is beautiful. And today that's not uncommon, I don't think. Although we have people that don't pay attention, but I think maybe as we grow older, we do pay attention more, too. It is beautiful, and it's a wonderful outdoors place we have, and we are blessed.
We certainly are, and he knew that, and I think part of the appeal for me is he was there before a lot of the roads were paved. He was there before some of these areas have got spoiled or exploited, although he was there right after the logging era took down all the pines in northern Wisconsin. So in some sense, there was really devastation in the landscape. But the fishing and some of the hunting was just remarkable, especially the duck hunting.
Yes. Probably another thing that I liked is that he was humble. He didn't mind admitting that he missed a bunch. He didn't mind admitting that he went out and once again, Mr. President, he has one story, and it's in the Zach Taylor literature. Mr. President, you know, had to be on the river. I just got to be there, but didn't catch a fish. I have to be there. I need to be there. I have days like that. You do too, I'm sure. It's pretty important to be out there, even when you know that it's not very likely that you're going to get anything. I need to get away. I need to be there.
Absolutely. Well, one story that really grabbed me was his life of an outdoor writer. And
yes.
I think you've probably experienced some of that yourself, but I certainly have for almost a half century now. A lot of people have told me, boy, I'd love to have your job. All you do is go hunting and fishing, you know. Well, McQuarrie writes about heading to South Dakota to hunt pheasants, but on the way he spends, I think, 3 days at five or six different stops in Wisconsin, writing a column on this person and a report on that event. And then he gets into Minnesota, and there's more writing. And then he gets to the Dakotas, finally, and he hunts pheasants for 2 days, and then works his way back and makes more stops. And he's writing in the back of his vehicle on a manual typewriter and mailing his stories or handing them to a telegraph operator, and they're getting forwarded to the Milwaukee Journal, and then sending film by mail. I mean, this is stuff we used to do 40 years ago, but we don't anymore. And then working right up till 3 a.m., you know, sometimes.
You feel that very well. And for the people that don't know, I used to work for the DNR. I was a wildlife manager. And so I get a little bit of that. Yeah, you guys just hunt and fish. And obviously, working for the DNR, you don't. And working as you do as an outdoor writer, you don't either. I mean, you hunt and fish, but there's a lot of writing and a lot of what we're doing right now.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. How can folks get your book, Dave?
I would encourage them to go to bajamuseum.org for a couple of reasons. First of all, you can buy the books there, and you can buy the two other books that we've talked about, the two ones of Milwaukee Journal articles. But you also will see quite a bit about the pilgrimage, and you'll see other things about the history. We've talked about the McQuarrie Room and some of the things that are there. You'll be able to see pictures of that. and you'll be able to sign up for the pilgrimage if that's something you might be interested in. Try to get connected, and they'll learn something even if they don't buy a book.
Absolutely. And, of course, the pilgrimage is a great event. I've been there at least twice.
You have a good group. A bunch of people return, and we try to have something new for them. There's always new faces and new friends to be met.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for visiting with us, and we'll send folks to the Baja website and hope people pick up your book. And I may also have copies of the book at the Milwaukee Sports Show. We haven't discussed that yet, but I'll be in touch with the folks at the museum and see if I can have them available for sale, as I have in the past with some of the other books. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You bet. Dave Evenson is the editor of this new collection of Gordon Macquarie stories called Found Stories of the Old Duck Hunters and Other Macquarie Adventures. You can get it and learn more about everything we've talked about, as Dave mentioned, online at Baja Museum, BAHA Museum.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Sun. Boaters, this is your show, the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park. Over 300 boats, family runabouts, ski and surf boats, luxury pontoons and fishing boats, more Lake Michigan boats than ever. Tierra, Beneteau, Cruisers, Sea Ray, Formula, Grady White, Boston Whaler, and more. We have the boats. See Twiggy the water skiing squirrel the second weekend. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 20 through 29, closed Monday and Tuesday.
Clam Outdoors has what ice anglers need for ice fishing this winter. From portable fish traps and pop-up hub shelters to ice armor by Clam Outerwear and cold weather gear to stay warm on those cold winter days. Along with a wide array of accessories, Clam Pro Tackle, Frost Ice Line, rods, reels, and combos, and so much more. Whether you're a hardcore or casual ice angler, Clam has what you need for ice fishing. Check out the full line of ice fishing gear at ClamOutdoors.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small, and joining me from Marengo, Wisconsin is Brad Gingras. Brad is the head coach of the Ashland Oerdockers ice fishing team. Brad, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Dan.
Now, Brad, tell me about ice fishing, interscholastic ice fishing. How does that work here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's a good question. I had the same curiosity when I joined the team a couple of years ago. And the simple answer is every event is different. All events, which obviously take place during the winter for ice fishing, and now there's even some for open water in spring, summer, and fall. But every event has specific rules that are unique to that exact event. So some of them may be specific for only catching panfish, and you would register up to 3 or 5 of your biggest fish. Some of them may be a mixed bag where you're chasing different species. Every tournament is a little unique. Some of them are actually on a specific body of water that each team must travel to compete on. While other events that are virtual, where you can fish on any body of water in the state of Wisconsin and just abide by the rules that have been set forth by that specific event or tournament. So it's very unique, and that's why I love it so much, is because every event is a little bit different and brings new challenges to the teams. There's many events that have multiple teams that are on the same body of water, and so you may be seeing other schools that some cases may be very close to you. Other events, like I mentioned, are virtual, where teams can choose whatever body of water that they're going to fish on and just abide by the rules that have been set up. So it's really specific to whatever school or group is hosting that event and how they decide to structure it.
What's the overarching organization?
Yeah, it's a wonderful organization. We simply call them WIFA, but it's the Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association, and it's a wonderful group of people that are the governing body for these events and tournaments that have been set up. And so they do a wonderful job of making sure that schools are well informed of what they need to do to compete and to structure their season. And they set up even a state tournament, which is always on a specific body of water and brings many, many hundreds of students down to compete, and then they will crown the state champion of Wisconsin at that statewide event, which is always held usually around the February 17th or 18th weekend.
You have multiple events. How many tournaments or different events do you do in a year?
For Ashland this year, we're going to participate in 6 different events. Other schools, it's very specific to what their leadership sets up, but there's events on the WEFA webpage that show what events are available. As I mentioned, some are in person specific to that body of water. Others are virtual. For Ashland specifically, we're going to participate in 6 different events this winter. It has been a tough start to the year because of our conditions where we simply just have so much snow that slush has been a factor. So unfortunately, we already had to postpone our first 2 weekends. We're looking to reschedule those and still get our students on ice.
And you fish all over the state. I would imagine you have some events right there on Shawamigan Bay, don't you?
This year, Battle of the Bay on Shawamigan Bay does not appear to be happening. However, there are events that are in this area. We host a tournament on the Pike Lake chain just south of Iron River, Wisconsin. Lakeland High School does one in Minocqua, where there's a great group that is competing with Prairie Farm and Chautauqua. So those are a few that are here in the north. And then there's other tournaments that are throughout the state. There's some in the southern part, middle of the state, just all over. It's really up to a lot of the high schools that host the events, or WEFA will also host some of the events themselves.
How many students do you have participating?
On the Ashland team this year, we have 15 students. That's usually about the norm for us. We're somewhere in that 12 to 18. Other schools have some lower numbers, others have higher numbers, but that's right about where we're trying to hover, is in around 15. Otherwise, logistics can get tough. Transporting kids, and as you know, it's a lot of equipment to also bring along. So that's right about the good number for us to be able to travel and compete with.
Now, 15 kids, and you're the head coach, but you have other coaches as well, right? I know Todd Chingo, my friend who is the manager of the AmeriC in there in Ashland, is one of your coaches.
He sure is. Todd's been involved for many years, and we simply could not do this without other adults to help out, transporting not only students, but the equipment, and many of the events that we participate in require snowmobiles or ATVs just to simply get out to some of the places that we're fishing. So it is reliant on adult help in addition to just myself. We have an incredible great group of coaches that help me out each year, and I just simply couldn't do it without them.
Now, you mentioned the WEFA webpage. What is the website?
The WEFA webpage is studentfishing.com, and on there you can see all of the various events that have been set up for this calendar year. There's other resources that are on the webpage of previous years, including information that they have for any high school angler that wants to do what's called the Master Angler, which is a really neat competitive year-round event that they've set up, where they have created a minimum size for each species of fish or game fish in Wisconsin. And that minimum size, it's a big size, but if you can catch a fish of that specific length, you can enter into the Master Angler, and it adds up throughout the year. So there's been students that have caught well over 20 Master Angler fish, and each Master Angler fish is a large fish. So WEFA does a wonderful job, and their webpage has a lot of information on there for people to check out, including ways to even get teams started.
Brad, a lot of ice fishermen are happy to take home a meal of perch or bluegills or whatever. Is this catch and release fishing, or do you keep them?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. I'm really proud to say that we release virtually every single fish that we catch. There's some fine folks that created an app for smartphones called Fish Donkey. And Fish Donkey is a fishing tournament app in which you can photograph your fish, enter in what species and the length it is, which the photographs are, in our case, is a picture of the student angler holding the fish, and then the fish on an official bump board to measure them. And so we photograph the fish being measured, a photograph of the student holding it, and we release them. And so I'm very proud to say that last year we released virtually every fish. A couple that were damaged engaged in the fight were kept, and our goal this year is to release 100% of the fish that we catch, which will only help sustain the fisheries in Wisconsin, which is very important to us, that we keep the fisheries as strong as we can for generations to come.
Well, that's great. All right. Now, is this a spectator sport? If you're not a team member, can you go and watch an event the way you could a basketball game or a football game?
Well, I suppose you could. I have to admit, it probably wouldn't be too exciting because watching ice fishing is not exactly like watching a football game. But if someone is interested in watching, I would encourage them to go and communicate with their local team and find out where the students are fishing. But in most cases, it's predominantly just the teams, the schools that are out there with their students and their coaches.
How is your team received by other students, say the so-called jocks, you know, football players, basketball players, baseball players?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I would say extremely well. In fact, we have many of those students that are on our team. Fishing is a sport that it's not gender-specific. It also reaches a different demographic. Our Ashland team has a great reputation. We've had wonderful students for the past, I believe we're in year 7 of our team, and it's been a very diverse group of students that play other sports, other students that only participate on this team. And so the reputation has been very good, and we have a wonderful relationship with our high school also.
Do you have an upcoming event we can talk about?
Unfortunately, we were hosting an event on the Pike Lake Chain this weekend, but the slush conditions are pretty tough. And so instead, we're going to shift gears and move on to Shawamigan Bay on Lake Superior. And WEFA has a challenge. It's a virtual challenge where you can fish any body of water. And in order to participate in this event, you must have your team complete an ice safety course, which we've already done, how to properly measure and register each fish that you catch, which we have already done. And then your goal for the day is to catch at least 200 inches of fish. So it's not specific to any species, it's just the total length of fish that you catch. So we will be participating in that event instead of our own tournament, which we've had to postpone simply because of the ice, snow, and slush conditions.
Fishing on Shawamigan Bay ought to give you at least maybe a half a leg up because there are some big fish out there.
Well, I just knocked on wood, Dan, so I'm hoping you're correct on that.
All right. Well, Brad, once more, the website before we let you go?
Studentfishing.com.
All right. Thanks so much, and good luck this weekend and for the rest of the winter.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Brad Gingras, head coach of the Ashland Ordockers ice fishing team. Go Dockers. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Folks at Cedar Lake Sales are getting ready for the Milwaukee Boat Show, which opens next Friday. So check their website and Facebook page for details and for some great deals. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. You can find out about their upcoming Ducks Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. If Outdoor Wisconsin, our TV show, is not airing where you live, you can catch past episodes online at milwaukeepbs.org. And last year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show, along with shows from the last several years, those are all archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel. And you'll find a link to it on my Facebook page. If you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers, or you want to hear anything again, you can listen online at lake-link.com/radio. You can find me and Jeff on social media. Jeff is Hardwater Jeff, and you can find me at Dan Small Outdoors. We are giving away several 4-packs of tickets again this week, tickets to the Milwaukee Boat Show at State Fair Park. The show starts on January 20th, so to enter the drawing, give us a call at 414-297-7554. Or email dsoradio@gmail.com. You can leave your name, number, and email address in either fashion there if you email or call. Mention the Boat Show ticket giveaway. And again, the number 414-297-7554. Email dsoradio@gmail.com. And we drew some winners last week. We will be in touch with you folks by phone or email, let you know how you can get your tickets. Well, if you're looking for something to do in the evening this winter, there are candlelight events at state parks and natural areas, hiking, snowshoeing, ski outings, even fat bike events. They started last week, actually, and there are events every weekend through the end of February. Details on the DNR website. Click on the events calendar for details. This weekend, January 14th through the 15th, is the 36th annual Bald Eagle Watching Days event in Prairie du Sac. Details on the DNR website, keywords for that, Eagle Watch. And while you're on the DNR site, check out Snapshot Wisconsin to see the photos that participants are getting on trail cams. 1,800 volunteers, 2,000 cameras, 74 million photos of Wisconsin wildlife species. The DNR website has a link, keyword Snapshot Wisconsin. And the DNR is hosting a public meeting on Lake Michigan Fisheries Management Monday, January 23rd at Lakeshore Technical College in Cleveland. That's Cleveland, Wisconsin, of course. Details on the DNR website, keywords Lake Michigan Fisheries. And we'll have more about that on next week's show. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back again next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this.
Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
As long as there are veterans, the benevolent and protective
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for